Right, we're back again, Major's Mess Hall. I'm your host, Gavin, and this is another episode. I'm going to start calling this podcast the Nova Scousers whenever Tony is on with us, because he's obviously my friend that lives here, that is from where I'm from, and we met here. And if you go back to, I think it was episode 202, maybe, or 203, Tony was on it with me, and I think it was 202. Yeah. And anyway, we did the whole story of how we met. So if you want to listen to that, it's very, very ironic and funny, and I'd go and check it out. But anyway, welcome back, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Gav.
Sorry to keep you up, mate, because I know it's quite late.
I fell asleep on the couch, to be honest, with the dog. When the dog starts snoring, I'm away with the mixer with the dog. Then it's like therapeutic.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a problem at all. Well, I'm really glad that you're asking me to come back on.
Yeah, we'll have a laugh anyway. So like on this, yeah. I know on this episode in particular, both of us have got things we want to complain about.
No.
So mine is, and I'm doing this because I want to call them out. Mine is the whole moon pig fiasco.
Oh.
So I just want to quickly talk about that. Because I know I've told you, so I apologize for having to repeat myself, but I've got to call them out, like, because I'm still annoyed. Like, it really pissed me off. So it was Mother's Day in the UK last Sunday, the 10th of March. Different day to the US and Canada, just to get that out there, which does me head in because I go, it's Mother's Day, and everyone goes, not Mother's Day. And it's like, it is, just not here. Like, piss off. Not everything revolves around Canadians. So anyway, so what I've literally done this for the whole time I've lived here. I've used a website called Moon Pig. Don't know why it's called that, but the little logo is a picture of a pig with a astronaut hat on, helmet. Anyway, they do cards and stuff. You can buy gifts on there, send flowers. It was a really good website, and I've relied on them since I've lived here to send birthday cards and Christmas cards or whatever else. I've always gone and used Moonpig. I've never had a problem before until this. Right, so I went on a website to order them some flowers. I ordered them a week before, or slightly under a week before Mother's Day. When it come to order the flowers, like when I was literally about to pay, it says select the date you want them delivered. And I was like, great. So I looked, and I was going to go the day before, but an option that was given there was Mother's Day, have them delivered on the 10th. And I thought, well, that's nice. They'll show up on the day like they should. So I picked the 10th. I've done this in the past and it's been fine. They've delivered them on the day. So I selected it, went through, paid, got me confirmation screen to come up, and it said on it, deliver from earliest delivery. It said earliest delivery, the 10th. And I was like, well, that's great. That's what I put. So that's great that it's the earliest, because that's the date I picked. Got the confirmation email. Didn't even look at it. Now, I don't know about you, but when you get a confirmation screen, that I'm happy with that. I've never bothered checking emails. I've got it. It's there. If I need it, I can go back to it. You know what I mean? It's more like it's a receipt, yeah. Innit? Like, I've got it. I don't need to look at it. I've got my confirmation screen with the price and everything on it. And it said earliest day delivery, the 10th. So I didn't even bother looking at the email. Mother's Day comes, no flowers, so there's nothing. I said to my mum, I was like, is anything coming in the post? Bear in mind, my mum had said to me, don't send me flowers, save your money. Just send me a card. And I'm like, bollocks to that. You're getting flowers, you know what I mean? I'm not going to not send my mum something on Mother's Day. But she was like quite insistent, don't send me flowers, which I thought was weird. Anyway, so the 10th comes, no flowers. It gets to 10:30 at night, UK time, and my mum sends me a message. She says, just want to let you know nothing's been delivered and it's 10:30. And I went, okay, I'm really sorry. She goes, no, all I wanted was a video chat, which we did. And that I'm happy with that, son. Like, thanks very much. And I said, I know, but I ordered you something and it's not been delivered on the day. I'm not happy. So the next day, the 11th, I'm playing L. So I called them out on Twitter, tagged them. As you know, I've got quite a big following on Twitter. So everyone was retweeting it and kicking off for me, which was really nice. Moonpig sends me like a generic response saying, sorry to hear about this. Send us a DM. And if you can't get hold of us on DM, send us an email. Here's the email address. And I was like, right, fine. So I sent them an email and I thought, right, I'll send them a DM as well. So I slid into the DMs and I said, they wanted me name, confirmation number for the order, and email address. So I gave them all that. And I was like, pick the 10th, weren't delivered. They said, oh yeah. They're due to be delivered today, so it's no problem. I said, well, it is a problem because it's not Mother's Day anymore. It's gone. Should have been delivered yesterday. That's why I picked yesterday. And they said, can you send us a screenshot of your confirmation email? And I was like, yeah, no problem. So I went there, opened the email, says on the email, earliest delivery the 11th. And I'm like, right, that's bollocks. I know it said the 10th when it got the screen up. It's like, I'm not having that. So I went on to Moon, I did a screenshot for them. Then I went to Moonpig, signed in, got me orders, clicked on it, and it said earliest delivery the 10th. And I was like, this is the, so it says the 10th on there and the 11th on the email, which was sent at exactly the same time I got this screen. There's something going on here. So I set a screenshot that screen as well, sent them both screenshots, and I said, there's my confirmation email, you can have that. I was like, I can, before you even tell me, because I know what you're going to say, it says earliest delivery the 11th. That's not, if you look at the other screenshots I've sent you, what it says on that. It says the 10th. They said, just ignored what I said, and he went, yeah, it says the 11th, so there's nothing we can do about it. If it had said a different day, we could have done something. And I was like, it says the 10th on the fucking screen that you gave me. I was just showed you. And he was like, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. And I was like, I want my money back. And he went, you can't have your money back. And I was like, I don't even want the flowers anymore. They said, okay, so what you need to do is refuse them when they get, when the delivery driver knocks, refuse them, and then you'll get your money back. And I went, okay, well, no one's in today. They were in yesterday when I ordered them, but no fuckers in today. So what's going to happen is the little delivery driver is going to knock on the door. No one's going to answer. He's going to leave the flowers on a fucking step. If a smackhead doesn't take them... they're just going to sit there all day and we won't be able to refuse them. So he says, nothing we can do. So I was fucking fuming. I was like, they weren't willing to do anything. They weren't willing to give me money off my next order. Nothing. They just weren't willing to do shit for me. So I was pissed off, right? The flowers that arrive. And I sent you the video, mate. What were the flowers like?
I've never seen anything like it in my life, you poor mum. They were like, they'd been ravaged, like.
Yeah.
Like they'd been in some type of hurricane or something. That was the only way I could best describe.
They look like they'd been used in a fight. Like they look like like Mike Tyson had slapped that the fella he's fighting over the head with them.
It looked like some disgruntled like relationship gone wrong where she's battered them with the flowers. That's what it looked like to me.
They look like they'd been taken off a gravestone after sitting there for a week.
There was one good flower out of about what? 30, 40,
which what? I think that was a tulip, and they're well known for withstanding, like, you know, harsh conditions like storms and stuff. So like that's fine, but like they were if anyone wants to see the picture or the video, let me know and I'll email it to you. I've got no problem emailing it to you. It was appalling. So my mum says, this is why I didn't want you to send me flowers, because this is how they arrive every time from Moonpig. I've just not said anything to you because I don't want to hurt your feelings. And I said, well, I wish you had. I said, because that's not acceptable. I said that cost me close to $70 to send that. That's not cheap. You can get flowers way cheaper than that, yeah. So yeah. I'm pissed off. I mean, don't get me wrong, $70 is not a lot of money, but it is for the what it is, you know what I mean? So back on to, by the way, I'd told them to fuck off on, because he kept sending me DMs. Saying the same shit, like, sorry you feel this way, Mr. Lee. Sorry about this. Sorry about that. He kept saying it and it was annoying me. So I said, fuck off responding. I'm getting the last word. You're a scum and I'm never buying from you again. So now I had to message them again now because I was not having it. So I sent them the video. First of all, sorry, I uploaded it and I tagged them in it and slagged them off. And everyone on Twitter did the same thing. They were just appalled on my behalf and, you know, were sending them really nasty tweets. So then they sent me the same old spiel. Sorry to your bad experience. Send us a DM. If you can't get us on DM, send us an email, blah, 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 blah. Slid into the DMs, sent the video. I was like, as you can see, the flowers my mum received are disgraceful and I want my money back. And then the first thing they said to me was, really sorry this has happened. We've refunded your money. Give it 5 to 10, 5 or 7, something like 5 to 10 days or something, you know, for it to come back on your account.
Have you got it back now?
Have given me a refund, but there was no offer of compensation. Like, we're going to send your mum some fresh flowers or money off your next order. It was just like, here's your money back. In other words, like, get your money back, shut up. And now I've been a customer of theirs for 15 years. Even when I lived in England, I was using Moonpig. And it's all there. My history is there. They can go on it and you can see how much money I've spent over the last 15 years. A lot of money. And they've lost me completely as a customer. I will never buy from Moonpig again.
I understand. You know what? It's inconvenient for people like me and you who live here.
Yeah.
I've got family back home. Moonpig's a godsend, really.
Yeah.
But then I didn't even know when I showed Jenny, my wife, when I showed her the video, she went, oh, God, I wish I'd have known. We've had the same problem with flowers with Moonpig.
Oh, really? You've had the same issue, yeah.
Because she has in the past, so she doesn't do flowers with Moonpig no more. She'll do cards, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm not even doing that. I've had
enough. No, I don't blame you. Don't blame you.
But yeah, it's disgraceful. Some fella on Twitter, there's always one knobhead. There's always one prick who tries to... But honestly, you should see some of my replies because I always call them out like and come up with something witty. He comes on and he goes, you should have been there in person to deliver those flowers to him. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Which really
yeah.
pissed me off. So then I replied, I can't remember it word for word, but I was like, I said, I could have done that. But the thing is, if I'd have done that, then I would have left your mum on her own, wouldn't I? But I chose to stay with your mum instead. Like, fuck you. Do you know what I mean? Cheeky bastard.
Oh, there's always one, mate. There's always one. You can't stop them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say, if anyone's listening that's from the UK and uses Moonpig, don't use them anymore because they don't care. You may not have ever had a problem with them, but if you do, I guarantee they will not help. And something else I'll add as well is that I was not the only person that was complaining about this problem with flowers not showing up on the day. Loads of people, because of course I was reading all the tweets and stuff, loads of people have said the same thing and it said my mum didn't get her flowers. They don't give a shit. They don't care. They just want your money. So don't buy from Moonpig.
What's the alternative, though? I know there's Funky Pigeon.
Stupid names. There's funkypigeon.com. That is the same sort of thing. I've never used them, but I had a look on the website and it looks very similar, so I'm going to use them next time.
Yeah.
But Marks and Spencer's in the UK, which is like a grocery/clothes store, they do flowers.
Okay.
And free delivery.
Well, I'm sure Marks and Spencer's won't go because they're quite posh. I mean,
I know,
they're not going to mess flowers up, but
I hope not. But so that's my plan, is to go through them next time. And like I say, it's free delivery. Moonpig is not free delivery. You're paying for that. So
see you later, Moonpig.
Yeah, that's it. Bricks. Right. Okay. So that's my qualm. We can move on to yours now if you want.
Wow. Where do we start? Where do we start? So I'm not gonna name.
All right, listen. I already know what he's gonna say, and he's had. First of all, I 100% sympathise with him. Like, I've actually been angry for him, but it's the way he tells me stuff in text and voice note. I can't cope with that. He makes. I can't express how much Tony makes me laugh. So the fact he's gonna talk about this now, like, I already know I'm gonna laugh.
Oh, I'm not going to name his name. It's not fair, right?
Yeah.
I don't think. Well, who cares? Anyway.
Can we call him Pedro? Just because.
Yeah. So, Jenny, my wife, has not even a friend, someone called Pedro, right? This is great, by the way. Oh, my God. Pedro. Who lives in a province called Newfoundland, but he's not from Newfoundland. Let's just say he's from the UK. So Jenny befriended him because he was from the same country, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can get away with that one, can't I? Does it matter?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does it matter? Like, so he decides to move to Nova Scotia. Asks, can he stay for a couple of weeks? Maybe crash for a little bit with the terms that he used. And it just turned into an absolute disaster. I mean, so the first thing I'll talk about is when he got here, I was like, help yourself to cereal. You know, just being nice. Loads of cereal in the cupboards. So he used to have a routine every day in my kitchen. He'd have a box of blue rubber gloves. It was like watching a surgeon in an operation. That's the best way I can describe it. He put the rubber gloves on, placed some fresh oranges onto kitchen roll. He used the full kitchen roll in like 3 days. So Jenny hid the kitchen roll from him, right? So he then cut the oranges up. But in the meantime, he decided to wade into my Weetabix, right? So, and I don't know about you, mate. I have two or three. And I'm a big fella, but I'll have two or three. It fills me up. I'll have a banana and go to work. It fills you up. So he put six Weetabix in the bowl. I didn't think that was possible, mate. I didn't think you could fit that many in.
It's actually not, though, is it? I don't understand how he's got six in a bowl.
Well, I figured it out because I thought, he's like, is he magical or, you know, like a sorcerer or something? How's he managing that? So what he was doing, he was putting six in and then putting milk on the top, my milk, by the way, and then putting it in the microwave so they flatten. Do you get me? I didn't know about the microwave. But anyway, that's how I figured out how he did it, right? Not that he's like David Copperfield or something, do you know what I mean? It's just like he did. So anyway, I thought, that's a one-off that. Next day, I hear Jenny go, Pedro? Pedro? I was getting ready for work. Pedro, how can you eat five? It was only five. It wasn't six, it was five, I'll be honest. How can you eat 5 weeks of it, Pedro? So he'd done it again. He finished the box in like 2 days. I had none left for me. But then this surgical orange cutting and Weetabix gate, as I would now call it, carried on. So I thought, you know what? He's probably going to buy another box. He's going to go do something. But Pedro doesn't drive, right? So we took him to the store, you know, to get some bits and bobs. You know, we thought... He bought Cheerios. So
the worst cereal in the world.
I know. They're not the same as what he'd been eating. They're just completely different. Not.
He's probably sick of the Weetabix by that point. He'd had that many of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jenny was going, oh, you mustn't have to eat for the rest of the day. Six Weetabix. Jesus Christ. And don't forget his two oranges that he surgically cut up as well. So then, this is like, what day is this now? We're fourth day, something like that. I'm texting you, starting to go mad. Just over Weetabix at first.
At first, yeah.
But then, what was next? I got home from work late one night. I was just, I like to just lie in like a dark room, you know, because just to switch off for a minute when I get in. And I heard Jenny is like so calm and measured. And she was going, Pedro, how many times have I told you? Just put the dish in the dishwasher. I'll load the dishwasher. He was washing stuff by hand, right? So he stormed to the room he was staying in and slammed the door. And I'm like, oh, my poor wife's having a go at him. Do you know what I mean? So then I was going to go, hang on a minute. I was going to knock on his door and go, come on. We don't do that in here. You can't just storm off. You know, she was just saying, just put them in the dishwasher. So when I opened the door, he was like, look, he was packing his bags.
Really?
But Jenny had told me on the way home that he bought a roastery chicken, right? And he cut it in half and half was mine for me tea. So instead of me having to go at him, I went, where's the chicken meat?
All you were asked about was the chicken.
I was starving, right? I thought, I can't deal with this. And it was perfectly, don't get me wrong, it was impressive. The chicken was cut like completely in half, like the bones, you know, like an equal share.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this fucker is that tight, he squeaks, you know what I mean? But at least he gave me half of his chicken.
Yeah.
So, as you well know, it was like he didn't even, not that we wanted any money. I never said that we did. We never discussed that. But he never paid a penny. And we're like, well, what's your intentions? You know, are you going to find a place? Oh, don't know. In the meantime, he set up a nuclear power station of charging leads in my hall in my living room.
Yeah, that was like Spaghetti Junction, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I think I sent you the photo. It was AirPods, his watch, an iPod, two phones. Why have you got two phones?
Yeah, that's questionable, isn't it? Two phones. What's that all about? Got no job, but two phones.
Yeah. His laptop and his tablet. So, as you know, Nova Scotia Power are the only power company in this province. Yeah. It's not like back in the UK where they all fight for your business.
Yeah.
This is the only one. So they email me saying, hi, Tony, your power bill has doubled in the last 7 days. Is there any reason why?
Like, well, really? Yeah, like a concern. That's crazy.
Yeah. 100, we're not by 100 and something percent. And I was like, yeah, because Pedro's here. Do you know what I mean? So then we're moving on. We're moving on. He's been here now nearly 2 weeks, and we're at that time just fed up. He was just, it wasn't nice. He didn't care about no one but himself. We didn't realize what he was like. So I'll talk about the final straw. When was the?
Well, hang on. No, there's more to it. So I'll quickly mention this. Yeah, so I'm at work. I get a text message off Tony going, bear in mind, he's already complained loads about this guy. And Tony, all the text said was, fucking hell, mate, he's just farted dead loud in the kitchen.
Oh, forgot. Couldn't believe it, mate. That was like... I've told everyone, you know, my apartment block, and they're going, oh, really? You don't fart in the kitchen? Do you know what I mean?
It's the one place you don't let rip in it is in the kitchen, especially when it's not your kitchen. It's where food's prepared.
It's not the point, though. I said to Jenny, well, yeah, here's an example. When I first met your mum and dad, imagine me going around to them going, oh, yeah, I'm Tony. Then after the third time going around, just letting rip in the living room, a big fart.
I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd pull you up and say, don't do that.
They're going to think, who's this joker? Do you know what I mean? It's like, not, just no respect, farting in my living room. I mean, so then you've got Weetabix Gate, fart gate now coming up, right? And it's like, what was the next one? So it was at 10 o'clock at night. And not like anybody needs any washing doing. He was putting all his washing on at 10 at night. We've got neighbours.
Yeah, so it's quite loud, isn't it, once it gets going?
Jenny said, Pedro, what are you doing? You know, it's a bit late, but just put it on a quick cycle. If you need stuff, just put it on a 20-minute wash. That's fine. Oh, okay. Yeah, so done that. Like, using my washing machine, how much lucky. You know, I'm not bothered. I don't care. It's the way he was being disrespectful. Did you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is near the end now. So, the next day, I text you, right? And I went, he needs to go. And Gavin said to me, I bet you on McDonald's you don't throw him out. Yeah, and I want to get that out there.
I said, if you throw him out, I'll buy you a McDonald's, like a meal. And Tony says, I want two fish fillets or whatever it was. I want two of them. Filet-O-Fish or whatever it's called. And I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, you can have two of them.
But you know me, incentives with food, and that means, Jesus Christ, that's all I think about. So anyway, so I put a wash on because I was doing my work uniform, right? This is in the late afternoon. So I put a wash on. I went to Victoria Park, which is around the corner with the dog, to take her for a walk. Come back, and that my super said, who's that weird fellow in your house?
Did he?
Yeah. Did he not tell you that bit?
No. You did, mate. Yeah, I just can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. And I went, oh, don't. Why? He said, I was talking to him. He just walked away from me.
Yeah, see, there's no excuse for that, is there? It's just rude.
He said, I was trying to say to him, would you like a fob? You're staying with Tony and Jenny. Would you like a fob? And he said, he just looked at me and walked away. And I was like, I don't know who's in here, mate. So I opened the door, and it was accumulation of things, I think. I'm going to try and be best to explain it. So he was dancing around the living room in a vest, which is fine. You know, he's happy. Didn't know whether he'd been drinking or, you know, pot's legal. Or
what did he have music on?
Yeah, and on his little iPad that he was charging in the corner. Just waiting, blazing through the lecky, like. So he's dancing. I thought, oh, he's happy, yeah. And then Jenny said, I think she said something like, he had two burger buns, and he's got my air fryer on full whack with two burgers in there. We've been out. He didn't even know where we were.
One burger's not enough. He's got two going.
I said, oh, is one of them for me, like? No.
Did you ask him?
I've been making them roasts and everything, right?
Did you say he's one of them for me?
Yeah, what's the burger? So anyway,
said no.
Yeah, he went, no. So I was like, okay.
Did that set that pissed it off?
So honestly, I've been making roast dinners and stuff like that. And he was just taking it. It's fine, yeah, as well. So Anyway, I'll go in to get me stuff out the washing machine, and I opened the dryer, and I pulled out what I thought, I didn't switch on, I thought it was my clothes. So I pulled out a pair of silk men's briefs, very multicoloured, right? That's the best way I can describe them. And I lost it completely. Never even bothered to take his stuff out the dryer so I could get on with my life. Do you get me? He's just got no, there's no consideration at this point. So I walked into the living room with the briefs. All
and he's still dancing.
I think so. Yeah. In the vest. Just like at the time, was life in a little rave. I went, what's that? You know, what's that? And I went, you and your budgie smugglers, get the fuck out of my house now. And I just went like that, pointed at the door, and just stood there looking at him. The next thing, he was gone.
Now, what I can't understand, this is the bit that really confuses me more than anything else, is that you said that to him, and there was no like, whoa, what, hang on a minute, Tony, what's wrong? What have I done? Like, if that was me, I'd be so caught off guard and like confused. I'd be asking questions. I'd be like, whoa, like, what have I done wrong? Like, what's, can, is there something I can do to help?
He knew.
He just left, didn't he?
He knew. He chanced it and he knew. Oh, God. I mean, he must have known. But then I don't think he's probably that type of person who cares what anyone else, what he does to anyone else, I'll be honest. So he got a couple of suitcases and left. So the next day, I was like, this is what just makes me even more mad. Like, the next day, text Jenny saying, I need to get the rest of my stuff. We helped him move from, we helped him on three journeys. He was bringing over suitcases
from
every now and again, and we were storing them here for him for nothing. You know, we just helped.
Yeah.
And he said, can I come and get the rest of my stuff? So Jenny said, yeah, of course you can. So Jenny's on a Zoom call. She left the living room door open for some reason. She's on a Zoom thing, you know, for the what she's doing at the moment.
Yeah.
She could hear someone walking around the living room. He just let himself in. Never knocked on nothing. I don't know if I told you that bit. He just come
you
in
did,
and
yeah.
he was going around the kitchen getting stuff. And I was like, you need to go and watch him. I was at work. So then I wasn't happy with this. So I said to work, I need a day off. I need to go because I'm not having, you know, Jenny's just being on her own, you know, while he's coming to get stuff.
Yeah.
So I got off early from work and it was such a relief. I was miserable, mate. It was just like, you know how bad I was. It was just, I've never known. There's a film, right? If you watch it, it's called Pacific Heights with Michael Keaton in, right?
Yeah.
And he turns out to be the tenant. He wasn't even the tenant, though. He turns out to be the tenant from hell. It's a brilliant film. He was Michael Keaton, mate. He was my Michael Keaton. And the next thing gets worse, probably. I told someone this today and they couldn't believe it quite. I think I sent you a photo and stuff. So I went into the room, obviously, to tidy it up a bit because it was a mess. I've never seen nothing like it. It was just like a tramp had lived there. And he had, I don't know what to share it. Well,
he had, you'll have to now.
He had the box of blue leather gloves next to his bed, a Vaseline lotion, and two bog rolls that he'd taken from the toilet.
Two toilet rolls?
Yeah.
Just sitting there?
Don't know what was going on, mate, but it was probably, I'd say, like, one of the worst. Oh, people have got it rough and all that, but it was, like, mentally disturbing more than anything. 2 weeks of hell. And you know better than anyone in the world the amount of text I was probably sending you, saying, what have we done? What do we do?
Yeah.
I think even at one point you said you come down and help.
I'll tell him, like, I've got no problem with talking to him about it, but you guys, I've said this since day one, you guys are too nice. Like, you did a really nice thing. This is a prime example of somebody taking advantage of people's good nature. It really is the best example I can think of, because you guys literally just set out to help him, because you guys have done it before, as have I. You've moved from the UK to here. He'd done the same. and you guys were just helping him. In fact, he'd done it more because he'd moved from the UK to Newfoundland, which is what you guys did, and then you moved from Newfoundland to Nova Scotia. So he was doing following the footsteps, and you, especially you as well, because like Jenny already knew him, you didn't know him at all, so you were literally putting your trust into Jenny as well to open the door up to say, "Come on in." Well, it's just the fact he didn't offer any money or anything, and he was just like, it was costing you guys a fortune. He was taking liberties. There was no, he just sounded like he was really rude the way he was acting, and very, very selfish. And it wasn't going to last. It was going really bad. And you were genuinely struggling with it. Like you were saying, at one point you were like, "I feel like going and checking into a hotel because I can't."
Yeah.
Like at one point you said, "I feel like booking a hotel, going to him and saying, either you stay there tonight or I do."
Yeah.
Like it was ridiculous. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna do. Just go, you go, or I'll just get off for a bit.
Now, more importantly, what happened to the two burgers that he was cooking?
Layla at them.
The dog.
And you probably thought it was gonna be me, it wasn't. And you know what? I'm gutted. I was that upset I forgot about them. So the next day when I was getting ready for work, I remembered the air fryer and the burgers. And I was like, "Yeah, Layla, it's Christmas Day for you. She loves burgers." So she ate them, like. But I was, I missed out there, Gav, because the buns were ready to go. You know, yeah. I just had to put a bit of cheese on them and I had to be away there, mate. Chopped an onion up and that.
So long story short, I owe Tony a McDonald's.
Yeah, and a cheeseburger separate as well.
But there's still stuff there, isn't there? He's got to come and collect, or has he got it all now?
Yeah, no, there's stuff here, mate. There's loads of stuff as well, but it's like random stuff over the room. And Jenny said to him, "You need to get an empty suitcase, come in and go through your stuff, and I'll just be here." But he hasn't been at all. So,
I wonder if it's weird. It reminds me of the time when I sold, this is funny, you'll laugh at this. We had a glass coffee table. It was really nice. It was a big round. It was a wooden coffee table, but it had a glass top, the big round piece of glass that sat on top of it, and two stools that went underneath. And then there was two tables that you could put stuff on, and you could visibly see them through the glass. You could have like collectibles or whatever you wanted, knickknacks or whatever. It was really nice. We didn't want it anymore. We were moving from the apartment to here, and we didn't want it. So we did bring it here with us, but it just didn't go with the house. It went fine in the apartments, just didn't go in the house. So I was like, "Well, I don't want to throw it away. It's really nice." So we jumped on Kijiji, and I put it up on there saying, "We've got this table." Some little Chinese woman says, "I'll have it." And I was asking, like, it was really expensive when we got it. So I was asking for $70. It was immaculate, nothing wrong with it. Leather seats on the chairs and everything on the stools, really nice. She comes round. She's got this little car. And I looked at the car and I was like, "Daddy, it's not going to fit." And she was like, "Here's the money." And I said, "Do you want to just see it first before you give me the money?" Like, I was like, "I'll just come and have a look at it first. Don't just give me the money. Like, you know, come and see it first." She goes, "Oh, okay." So she comes in, looks at the coffee table. She goes, "Yeah, no, that seems great." And I said, "The only thing is, I don't think it's going to fit in your car. She might have to come back I can give you a bit now, and you might have to come back with the rest of it." She goes, "Oh, okay." So we managed to get two stools in, which without the table are useless, by the way, because they're like triangle shaped. They go with the table. So she managed to get those. And I went, "Have you got a blanket or anything to put this glass in?" She goes, "No, I haven't." And I went, "Well, you can come back with that if you want." She goes, no, I'll fit that in." And I was like, "You sure you don't want to come back with it? You need blankets?" But no, it's fine. So I put the glass in the back of the car. She gives me the money, and I took it because I thought, if I don't take the money, I might not see it again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want the money. So she gave me, I didn't push for it. She just gave it to me. So I took it. And I said, "So you're coming back for the frame, because it's only a frame without the glass." She goes, yeah, I'll be back for the frame. I'll come back tomorrow. I said, "Okay, no problem." Off she goes. Tomorrow comes, and I didn't hear from her. So I was like, "That's weird. She hasn't got in contact with me." So I got on my phone. He sent her an email. I said, "I was wondering when you're going to come back for the table." No response. So sent another message. I was like, "Just wondering about this table. Are you coming back?" Never heard from her again. So she paid $70 for two stools and a piece of glass. I think she broke the glass. Because without the glass, coffee table's useless. There's no point in coming back for it. So I can only assume that when she got back to where she was going, she'd cracked the glass in the car, and then it was no good.
That's you're probably at the nail on the head there, Amita. I reckon that's what's happened.
Because otherwise, I can't. If it was like a question of, oh, she changed her mind, she would have at least tried to get her money back and said, I'll bring the stuff back. But I didn't hear back. I just think she was too embarrassed to say, I broke the glass.
Yeah, that's what's happened.
But you know what? If she had of, because I'm a nice person, I'd have said, all right, I'll give you half your money back then. If you come back, I'll give you half the money back. I would have gave her half of it. I'm going to give her $35 back. And I'd have kept the other 35 because she fucked my table up and I can't do anything with the other half of it. I genuinely would have, but she didn't even try. So, oh well, whatever.
Yeah, people are strange, mate. She should have just reached out to you and done something about it.
Yeah. Funny stuff. Right, so now we've got all our complaints out the way, we can move forward and try and make it a little bit more positive. Question to you. Has anything positive happened for you recently that you'd like to talk about? If not, we'll progress on.
Been a pretty hellish 2 weeks.
God, nothing positive really to come out of it.
No, well, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah,
because I was like, well, my mental health, seriously. I was living in the bedroom, mate. So now I'm back to normal. I'm just one around the place. You know what I mean? I was getting dressed just to go to the fridge, like I was going on a night out. Yeah, so that's positive. I can go to the fridge and be bills now. You know what I mean?
No, I can relate to that because, like, when one of the kids has got his friends staying over, when their friends aren't here, if I get up in the night and need to go for a wee, I could just get up and go in my underwear, you know what I mean? Just get up and go to bed. When there's someone staying here, I do not want anyone else's kids to see me in my underwear. So I've got to get dressed to go for a wee.
Yeah, you've told me that before. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Tell you what is a positive thing. So I had the operations in Miami back.
Oh, yeah.
And for the first time the last couple of days, just the pain's gone now. It's great.
That's good, yeah.
I feel so much better because it was sore, you know, I had like a lump on my back.
Yeah.
But it used to be sore and there's nothing now, mate. It's like a godsend.
That was like me as well. Like when, again, totally different situation, but like when I went and got the snip, it was sore for a while after. And it was to the point where I thought, this pain's never going to go. It's going to stay painful and like an achy feeling. And it didn't, it went. So.
You said it was like effortless, like seamless, you said.
Going in and getting it done is not. I urge any fella that doesn't want kids to go and get it done.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do.
Because it's like loads of scaremongering over it, you know what I mean? Like, God, you're going to be in agony for weeks and all that.
Yeah. And it's not the case because it's like they do it and then you can't do anything for 10 days. You have to wait 10 days. So you wait 10 days and then when it comes, I don't want to obviously get into too much detail, but when it comes 10 days and it's time to do something, it's nerve-wracking because you think, what's going to happen when this happens? Is it going to be painful? And I'd heard a horror story from someone that I know who I think did something too soon because he told me that it was like agony when it was time to do what he needed to do. And I just think it's because he didn't wait long enough because they can't stress it to you enough. You don't do anything before you're ready to, which is 10 days. So,
but you did adhere to the rules then, Gavin.
Yeah, stick to the rules and you'll be totally fine. But the procedure itself, there's nothing wrong with it. And then I think it's 21 days after the procedure is they want a sample from you. So you got to get a little cup and give them a sample. And then with it, on the same day, I got a phone call to say, what did they say? They said, you can go forward without using contraception. And I was okay, thanks very much. And that was it.
happy days. But I don't know if I told you. I don't know if I told you, actually. So just one funny thing, though. When he kept me awake for it and stuff. But when he was, the surgeon was hilarious. He was like, hi, I'm Kieran. His name was. He went, I'm going to be operating on you today. I'm just doing this as a side thing until the acting career takes off.
That's what he said.
Yeah, honestly. And he was deadly serious. And I was like, I just laughed at him. What were you laughing at? And he was just dead extravagant. And I said he was like Doctor Strange, you know, from the film. he made me at ease, though, but I'm definitely convinced he was deadly serious. He was trying to be an actor. Because as he was doing it, he was talking about all these casting things he'd been going for.
That's so weird, isn't it? Normally it's the other way around. I'm just doing this until me nursing or my doctor's taking off.
Follow your passion, mate. Fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So weird. Right. Listen, I don't know if I've told you, but we have a sponsor for the podcast. Have I told you about the sponsor?
Yes.
Have I actually told you?
You've told me that it is sponsored by somebody else.
Spunk Lube.
Yeah, I've
Didn't
seen
know
the
I had.
Pistol
Okay,
Pete video.
So it's been a while since I mentioned it, so I just want to quickly mention Spunk Lube, right? So I emailed this fella. Okay, first of all, Spunk Lube is it's an adult lubricant for intimacy, if you like. I mean, I'm sure you can use it for a wide range of things, to be honest, but, you know, predominantly it's for intimate use. So got in touch with this company, and I said, and the reason why I picked this company is because another podcast that I used to listen to that was sponsored by them. So I was like, well, they obviously sponsor podcasts. This will be great. And the hope was to have a cash sponsorship. So, you know, they'd send me money and we'd talk about their product. So I emailed the guy's name's Jeff, awesome guy. And I said, you know, looking to see if you'll sponsor our podcast and we'll talk about you, blah, 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 blah. Gave him all the details, just all the stats on the listeners, on the listenership and how many listens we get per week or whatever. And he said, at the moment, he said, we're not looking to sponsor any more podcasts, but we will do a product sponsor. And I'm thinking, what the fuck's that? And that's basically where he'll just send me the product as long as I'm talking about it. So that's what he does. And we've done giveaways in the past. We've given away bottles of this stuff. So this is what I'm just, this is just for Tony's benefit because he's on camera, but this is just one of the little bottles.
Oh, wow.
Of it. They do bigger ones, but this is one of the little bottles of it. And then they do it in little sachets as well. So all I'm going to say it, and the reason why it's called Spunk Lube is because it looks a little bit like Spunk. Basically, it's
Is this the one that you? I think I've seen Pistol Pete video doing it.
Pistol Pete's done videos on this stuff.
I'm with you now.
So if anybody wants one, he sent me a job lot. So big bag of samples. So yeah, Tony, if you want any, mate, let me know and I'll
get them down here.
Maybe Pedro would like some. He can put some in his suitcase when he comes to get it.
Yeah,
store.
I'll give him some complimentary samples as if. He'd love anything free, mate.
Yeah. But yeah, no, honestly, go to... I will give out free samples. If people email me again and touch with me, I'll give you a free sample. No worries whatsoever. Because it'll literally just fit into an envelope and I can send it to you in the post. But if you're interested in buying some, go to spunkloop.com and order yourself some and have a ruddy good time.
Excellent, well done, man.
Also, this was pretty amazing. I still can't believe this happened, but so I've had some really successful tweets lately. Like they've gone viral to the point where it's just gone insane. Like the last one I had, really successful one was it had 44.3 million impressions, which means that's how many times it was seen. So it's been seen that many times. And what it is I've got this thing of like, I find an image that looks like something and it's quite obvious what it looks like. So in this instance, it's the back of a cat and there's a pattern on the back of the cat. Like, you know, like cats have different patterns on their fur. And the pattern looks a little bit like a man's face with a beard. So that's the obvious thing. So I always come up with two other possibilities. So I'll say with that one, it was, can you see two turtles swimming or a panda? Which do you see? And I always go with the left brain, right brain thing. So I'll say, if you're left brained, you can see two turtles swimming. If you're right brained, you can see a panda. What do you see? And then you'd always get a load of people going, I can see a cat. Just being dead awkward because it's a cat's back. But loads of people kept tweeting me and saying, I can see Jason Kelsey. Now, Jason Kelsey is an ex-American football player. We call it American football in the UK because we have football, which Americans call soccer. Confusing. Jason Kelsey is an ex-player. He used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he is the brother of Travis Kelsey, who currently is also a football player. And he plays for Kansas City Chiefs. And he's also very famously known for being the current partner of Taylor Swift. So he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So anyway, so people kept pointing out that this picture looked like Jason Kelsey, the brother of Travis Kelsey. And to the point where they just kept tagging him in it. So he's getting tagged thousands and thousands of times. And people are saying to me, he does a podcast with his brother. They have a podcast called New Heights. And there's a possibility that they'll talk about this because Jason's girlfriend apparently really wants a cat, and he's talked about it on the podcast, and he said he doesn't want a cat and he hates cats and he's not interested in having a cat as a pet and blah, 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 blah. So they said, because everyone's pointing this out, saying it looks like him, making a joke, saying, oh, look, look, Jason, it's a sign you should get a cat because, you know, this picture looks like you. So anyway, that's exactly what happened. They did talk about the tweet, and I watched a video of it, and they actually show my tweet and discuss it a little bit about how much it looks like him. And he's not having any of it. He's saying it looks nothing like me. And his brother's saying, oh, it does look like you. It's really funny. So that is like my claim to fame, is being mentioned on their podcast, which is pretty incredible.
No, it is. It definitely looks like him as well.
It does, yeah. It also looks like Zangief from Street Fighter. That was another one that ended up trending on Twitter. Zangief. Zangief is a video game character. Street Fighter is the name of the video game, and he's one of the characters you can play as.
What a great game that was, by the way.
I know, Street Fighter. It was amazing. Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Oh, those were the days. Not a care in the world to see what game you can load.
I know, mate. Street Fighter. 100%. It was awesome. So yeah, so that's my little claim to fame there. I got mentioned on that podcast, which is amazing. St. Patrick's Day is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right. What are your thoughts on St. Patrick's Day, being a British guy like me? What do you think of it?
I used to love it. Right?
Yeah, but the reason why you used to love it is because you like to have a drink. That's the, isn't it? That, yeah, let's be honest. You're not Irish, are you?
No. Not at all. But I used to pretend that I was Irish, so me and my mate to go out back in the day. And there was a thing at the time where if you have 4 pints of Guinness, they give you a free hat. So you just see everyone walking around Liverpool with the stupid looking hat on their head.
Yeah.
All pretending to be Irish. And I was in my 20s. I was stupid, you know what I mean? But it was just a laugh at the time. But not so much nowadays. I mean, don't really care, to be honest with you. I mean, I've noticed, though, have you noticed as well? People in Nova Scotia love it. You know, the Canadians.
Yeah.
It
annoys me,
like...
mate. I really. The reason why is, and this is why I asked you, is because England have got their own day, which is St. George's Day, which no one's even heard of, and they don't do anything to celebrate it. It's not acknowledged whatsoever, and it annoys me because everyone buzzes off St. Patrick's Day, and they all. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Americans do it. I'd say probably more than Canadians, to be honest. But you'd always hear them go, "I'm Irish."
Yeah,
but you're not, though. You were born in America. Yeah, but my parents, grandparents were from... Okay, but you're not Irish, though. You weren't born there. Your mum and dad aren't Irish. Stop saying you're Irish, you're not. It annoys me so much.
And I know you've never been, but obviously I started in Canada and Newfoundland. And
yeah.
Paddy's Day over there is like Christmas Day, because they all think they're Irish who live there.
They had a lot of Irish settlers, didn't they, in Newfoundland? I think that's why their accent sounds almost Irish-esque.
I thought when I was in 2 weeks isolation when I first got to Canada, and when they let us out, I thought I was in Ireland. That's what I genuinely thought. We've come to the wrong place. Like,
yeah.
Because it was just like it's just like when you go down by the bay, I think it's called, it's a really like strong Irish accent. It's weird. But then when you go more north, it's like more Canadian, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, they love it over there. Like,
I just don't get it. I don't, like, they just buzz off it. And it's the same reason why you said you used to celebrate it, you used to love it. It's because it's an excuse to have a drink. And I just think, what about St. George's Day? That's all I ask. Can we just celebrate that? No one fucking gives a shit. It's not celebrated at all. And everyone loves the royal family here, so you'd think it would be.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense to me.
It doesn't. It's around my birthday as well, St. George's Day. It's always around the 23rd of April, and nobody even knows about it.
No. No one's heard about it. I've put a little... I have a British flag up all year round. Well, not take it down in the winter, but I have a British flag up outside the house.
Do you?
Yeah. Of course, you haven't seen it, have you? Because a couple of times you've been here, it's been like the winter months. But yeah, I have it. There's a flagpole outside, and I have this Union Jack on it.
That's nice, to fly the flag, mate.
Do it, mate, off your balcony.
I'm not allowed flags on the balcony.
Oh, what? Why not?
I don't know, but I'd love to put one up. Like,
I've actually got a flag here for you, a big, massive Union Jack one. You can have it.
Not allowed. It was like on the one of the first things you got to sign on these apartments where we are. No flags, like, and no mini greenhouses, which I was fuming about. I wanted that little greenhouse. Wanted to grow my own strawberries and that, but not in this weather.
I don't know how they know, though, to be honest. If it's, you know, who's going to see that?
I know. So I might just get one out anyway and just stuff it in the corner and see what happens. You know what I mean? I have like I could grow my own oranges and then cut them up with gloves on.
Yeah, you've got the gloves there, haven't you? He left them there.
Oh well, yeah, they're not staying in here, mate. You can take them back.
Brilliant. All right, so before you go, we both really love fast food, so I wanted to talk to you very quickly about
Oh yeah.
favorite fast food places that are here, because there's a lot of fast food places in this country and in America that we don't get in England, back in the UK. So like,
Okay.
what? Because I know you love KFC, don't you? That's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can get that in the U. You can get the same thing in the UK. I'll think of something different then. So I don't know if you've ever been. Have you been to Little Caesars yet?
Yeah.
I love Little Caesars. We were talking about that today. Me and Jenny, where's the
It's
nearest
the, do you know
one? It's
what as
by
well?
you.
It's cheap and cheerful as well. It's not
I know.
expensive and the kids love it. So quite often, like, we don't want to spend a fortune, we'll go to Little Caesars. And there's a couple of things, if you haven't already tried, I'd like to recommend to you, mate. There.
What?
Okay. Have you had the cookie dough brownies?
No.
Oh, Tony. It's a brownie, right? You get them in a pack of five. It's a brownie, and then on the top is soft cookie dough, and with on top of that is little M&Ms.
Wow.
It is a mate. You've got to go and get them, mate. It's the best.
What else? Like you said, is there any like hot stuff that you recommend
Yeah,
them?
so they do these little, I can't remember the name of them. I'll have to look on the website, but they're like little mini. They've been made in a cake pan, like in a cake dish, like a cupcake tray. They're
Yeah.
little mini pizzas.
Okay.
They're like I say, they've been like someone's got like a cake pan that's got like 12 little slots in it and made little mini pizzas in it and put it in the oven. So that's how big they are. They're the size of like a muffin, basically.
But as you said, it doesn't break the bank in there. And you know what they do as well? You know the crusts, they put the scarlet parmesan cheese on it.
Yeah.
And it just blows your socks off like.
Have you had crazy bread?
Yeah, I've had crazy bread from there.
That's
Yeah,
nice, isn't
I
it, with
have.
marinara sauce? Oh,
It's gorgeous, mate. It's just so
it is.
nice.
Yeah.
I just, me and Jenny tonight, we were like, really feel like a Little Caesars.
Yeah.
And I can't believe you just asked me about that as well. But I want to really, you said you've been low, like Wendy's. I haven't really tried. You know, it's big over here, but I haven't really been.
Yeah. Wendy's is. What's interesting about Wendy's is, and I still don't know why, the burger buns, or sorry, the burger patties, as you call them, are square.
Does that throw you off?
Just don't know why. Why are they square? The
That
buns are round. Why is the burger square?
does that ruin in your universe, Gavin?
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me. Like, I don't stay up late, asleep, awake at night thinking about it, but it just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know why. Why is
Know. You
that?
know, I don't know. You know, mate, it said on WhatsApp you were last seen this morning at 4:01 a.m. I wouldn't put it past you, like.
That's it. Yeah, that's what it
That's what
was.
it was.
I
It
was
was the
thinking about
burger
that,
buns.
and I was
Yeah.
thinking about why Pedro chooses to wear rubber gloves to cut up an
But
orange. These are the mysteries of my life.
what I've noticed about you though, mate, and I might be wrong, you really are a chicken burger fan over a burger fan. Am I wrong there or?
No. I wouldn't say, nah, I wouldn't say that. Because I do like my burgers, but I like to test. Okay, so first of all, KFC, Popeyes, and Mary Brown's. Those are the three chicken places here. Yeah, I don't think I'm missing any. Those are the three
No.
chains.
That's it.
Popeyes is only two here so far. They're just starting to open up more. But those are three. In my opinion, KFC is the best out of all those three. You can't go
Yeah.
wrong with it. KFC. Anyway, I don't include those because they are special. They specialize in doing chicken, so you'd expect it to be great, which it is. When it comes to chicken sandwiches, I like to test different ones out and see which is the best. So quite recently, Dairy Queen do one. And I always go for the crispy chicken. I don't go for the grilled. What's all that about grilled? Do you know what I
You've got to
mean?
get the crispy,
You've
yeah.
got to
I
get the
agree with
crispy.
that.
So they do a really nice one. So I recommend that. But Wendy's, actually, going back to Wendy's, they probably have the nicest chicken sandwich, Wendy's. And
I'll go back to try it.
people raved about Popeyes, and it's nice, but it's KFC do a nicer one. KFC do a version here. They call it the classic chicken sandwich, and it's got pickles on it. It's your chicken and the bun, obviously. It's got pickles on it, and the sauce is like a garlic mayonnaise.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's called the classic chicken sandwich. You can't get it in the English version. You get it here, and that's like the one from Popeyes, but it's nicer.
Do you remember when I found out that the McRib was coming back for a bit, and every day I was texting you saying 2 days left,
I almost threw up,
one
mate,
day left.
because you, as soon as you told me, I was like, I can't believe it. So I was like going to McDonald's all the time, McRib, 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 McRib. And then one day I was like, it's going to end soon. He'd announced to like it was like a week left or whatever. And I said to Sadina, because she was going to McDonald's for us, I was like, normally what I'll do is I'll get a meal. I don't know about you, but I'll get like a Big Mac meal. And then I'll get like a cheeseburger on the side, because it's not enough.
Yeah.
It's just not enough food for me. I like to have more food. So I always get like a small burger on the side. This time I asked for a McRib meal and I said, get me another McRib on the side. So she
I
went, all
seen the
right, yeah. So
photo,
she
yeah.
did.
I seen the
So I had
photo.
two McRibs. I ate them back to back and I felt like being sick. Just too much. But it was so nice.
Oh, mate, you just got to take one for the team, haven't you? Do
I
you know
was like,
what? Do you know what's...
why is it only a certain time? You should always have it.
I know. Well, mate, this is the thing as well. I mean, people in the UK will know. The big tasty burger is not here. It's the
Can you
best burger.
explain to me what that is? Because I can't remember.
Oh, it's just a massive burger. It's not a double burger. It's like just a massive round burger, bigger than a normal burger. And it's got tomato, lettuce. You can add bacon if you want. I don't like the bacon. But then the secret is the big tasty sauce.
Oh, it's a sauce, is it?
It's better than... Big tasty sauce is better than Big Mac sauce. And I never thought I'd ever say that.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice. And you know what, mate? I emailed McDonald's in Canada and said, what's happening? I'm like, you know, what are you... You're missing out on a trick. I know one person, one hungry scouser isn't going to change anything. But I sent them an email, mate. And the email me back saying, what's your address? We'll send you some vouchers. And I thought, I've got problems. But you know, one of the... I made this a decision the other day as well. I'm going to say...
Hold on. Did you give them your address first?
Of course I did, yeah. Still waiting. But you know what the post is like here, mate. But anyway, yeah. I made a decision the other day. The sausage and egg McMuffins of a morning are nowhere... They don't taste anything like the ones in the UK. So I've officially resigned from them, mate. I'm done.
Yeah. I go the bacon here. I get a bacon and egg McMuffin for that reason.
I'm done. I never thought I'd say that. I actually, I might put my resignation letter into McDonald's as well by email and just say,
do you like the McGriddles?
I love them. You know, they're weird. It's like a pancake, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I've got to be, it's so sickly, isn't it? And it's only small, but it's enough to just like, you're eating it. And it's like, oh, it's the sweetness with the saltiness. And it's so nice. I could eat one now. But I've got to be in the mood.
You feel sick for like at least an hour after it, but it's worth
yeah.
it. It's worth it, like, because I know what you're saying. It's like having a maple syrup pancake on a burger, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. They're
it
lovely.
Is, yeah. Yeah, they're lovely. They're just so sickly.
And it's got a big...
It's like drenched. If you could squeeze it, the amount of maple syrup that had come out of it is unbelievable. It's not just a little bit. It's drenched in it.
I know. And they etch a big N into it, don't they? Yeah. For effect. And then you just, there's so much sweetness and other stuff going on. Your body doesn't know what's going on. And then you just feel awful, terrible.
I really want one now. You've said it, you know.
you just want to put yourself through all
do
that.
Do you know what I miss?
Why would you do that?
Do you know what I miss? Because you strike me as somebody that you would have done this. In the UK, there's so many like doner kebab, like,
oh,
big, but like just places that are open till like 3 in the morning that just sell absolute garbage food, but it's the best.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember those, like, me and my friend Tommy used to call them heart attack burgers, and it's where like it's a burger and it's got everything you can imagine on it. So it's got like pineapple, gammon, this is as well as a burger, tomato, lettuce, mayonnaise, a fried egg.
Yeah, I was gonna
like
say
doner meat, like all this like shit all piled onto this burger with the top put on it, and it's like it's too big to get your mouth around. It's a heart attack in a bun, but like, oh man, so good.
I know, and it feels like a good idea at the time, and then you're like, your guts are like coming out and stuff. They've got to put like a stick in it just to keep it all together, like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Man versus Food back home, isn't it?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I do miss a good doner kebab though, or a doner burger. £3 doner burger. Happy days. Dad just can't get used to doner's. Your mate, I don't know about you.
Yeah. that's I
Weird.
like them. I because I like the donairs. We call them donairs. Yeah, I don't know why. I like the donair sauce.
You've
So I,
transitioned to the dark side officially then, mate.
yeah, and I like my
Yeah.
brother does as well. So he says to me like, send us a bottle over because he really he enjoys the stuff. You can't get it back home, but he likes it. So
Does he, yeah?
I remember
Indeed.
one time in the UK we ordered. I don't know if you if it was like this for you, but like some Chinese places they used to. I think it's just because their first language isn't English, but they used to. The pricing was weird on the menu, so like you, the way you'd read it would seem like they just put like. I'm trying to think of an example, like oh, I don't know, chicken fried rice, and then it'd be the cost that it would be. So it's chicken fried rice, and they'd say, or like beef satay. I'm just trying to think of an example. Beef satay, which they say serves four people, right? So beef satay, four people, and then it'll say underneath the price of what it would cost for one person.
Yeah.
So it's not that, it's times four. Do you know what I mean? Well, they're not putting how much it costs total. They're putting just how much it is per serving, which is so weird. So we ordered a fuckload of food one time, right? Thinking that like what it was saying was the cost. We're like, this isn't going to cost us that much. This is great. We ordered this massive order. The fella shows up, this little English guy, and he's like, you know, $150, 50 quid or whatever it was, like 100 quid. And we were like, I said, oh, no, it's not supposed to be that. And we told him how much it should be. And he goes, you aren't the first people that this has happened to. He said, it's their menu. Even he was saying, like, the menu doesn't make sense. He goes, that's not how much it is. He said, that's per serving. That's per person. He said, but it's the total is this. And we were like, we haven't got the money. Sorry. So he was like, oh, so he went and he calls the place. Next thing you know, some Chinese woman calls us up and goes, you order food? And we went, yeah, but we can't afford it because your menu doesn't make sense. And she was going, she goes, okay, I give it to you for, and she tried to knock a little bit off. And we don't have, we've got the amount that we thought it was. That's it. So in the end, she goes, okay, I give it to you for that amount. So he comes back because it was either take a loss, throw the food away, or just take a loss and take what we're willing to give you. So they gave us all this food for this small price, which was great. But like, the stupid what menus are written.
I know what you mean exactly. Was it nice though?
It was all right. Yeah, it wasn't bad. We didn't go again. It was all right. This is just going back to like Chinese restaurants here, not really understanding English very well. There's a place here which is, I think it's quite nice, but it's called You Like It. The name of the restaurant is You Like It. What the
Like it, or
hell?
else it should be called.
Well,
What happens if you don't like it?
that's what I mean. I remember somebody was telling me once that the guy that owns it was in like a hardware store, and the person I knew worked in this hardware store and was trying to help him. And the guy says to the guy that works in the hardware store, he says, I have a restaurant. And he says, oh, what is it? And he goes, it's a Chinese restaurant. You like it? And the fella goes, I don't know. I haven't been there yet. And he goes, no, my restaurant, you like it. And the fella's like, I've not been there. I do like Chinese food. And he's going, no, my restaurant called You Like It. And the guy was not understanding what he said. He was there for ages saying, like, I don't know what you mean.
You winding me up?
No, I swear, the guy who I know works in a hardware store, and he had this conversation with the owner. You like it? It's
Winding me
also
up.
quite big. Don't you think that's big-headed as well? I'll just call it You Like It.
Have you been to this? You like it?
I've been. I did like it, to be fair. You got it
Going to
right.
get to the bottom of this, mate. Trust me.
You phone him up, and honestly, he goes, hello, you like it? Well, let me order first, and I'll tell you
That
later.
sounds so wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah? You
Jesus.
like it? Chinese restaurants. Normally it's like China Panda or whatever, isn't it? Or like, you know,
Yeah.
the Golden Lotus or something like Red Dragon Buffet or whatever. But this was
the
like
Golden Lotus. Almighty.
brilliant. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, that's it. I just wanted to talk to you about fast food, like, but we seem
Well,
to have come
I'll
to the end
talk
of my
about
list,
that for
so
at least the next hour if you want.
yeah,
I'm starving now, mate.
I'm gonna have to go make something. I genuinely am hungry, so I don't know what I'm gonna make, but
Chris
it's
Butty.
not gonna be the same, is it, as a griddle
No. Big golden M etched into the
McGriddle?
bun.
Yeah, what's all that about?
full of maple syrup that'll flood your house like.
Now, I want to know, do those pancakes come with the M already on, or are they like branding it on?
I think they press it down to give it a little signature at the end, and it give you it.
Do you
I'm
reckon?
convinced by it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out. I'll send another email to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You'll know, do you know me by now?
Yeah, send another email, definitely. All right, mate. Well, listen,
All
thank
right,
you very
mate.
much for coming on. And
No,
yeah,
thanks for
it's been, well,
inviting
I'll
me.
get you on again sometime soon. It's hilarious, like.
Definitely, mate. Thanks for inviting me.
All
Take it
right,
easy,
cheers,
mate.
Tom. Talk to you later, mate.
See you later after that.
Bye. And just before you go, guys, don't forget that you can find everything to do with Major's Mess Hall via linktree.com/Major's Mess Hall. And that will give you links to our Spotify, our iTunes, YouTube page, our merch over on Teespring, and also our Patreon page. And if you'd like to become a patron, sign up and all the money goes straight back into the podcast. And I also just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our current patrons for helping us out, because without you guys, we really couldn't do this. And also, please, please, please rate and review the podcast. You can go to Spotify and give us a rating on there. 5 stars, please, would be amazing. Or you can also leave us a review via iTunes. It really does help push the podcast to the next level. So take it easy, guys, and we will see you next time on Major's Mess Hall.